Kushner holds talks with Netanyahu on Gaza peace plan. U.S. Special Envoy Jared Kushner met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on August 17 as Washington sought Israel's support for a 15-point roadmap aimed at advancing President Donald Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Monday's discussions were expected to focus on dismantling Hamas's military capabilities, transferring civilian and security control in Gaza to a new Palestinian administration, and the conditions for an Israeli withdrawal. The meeting follows Kushner's talks on Sunday with senior Hamas official Khalil al-Hayya in Egypt, according to diplomatic sources who spoke to Reuters. It marks the second known direct engagement between Trump administration envoys and representatives of the U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli sources separately confirmed to Epoch magazine Israel that Kushner met with a Hamas representative in Cairo, although they did not identify the individual. Hamas said in an official statement that a delegation led by al-Hayya had met under Egyptian sponsorship with mediators and guarantors of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. The statement did not identify Kushner or the other participants. The group expressed hope that Trump would continue his efforts to end the pain and suffering of our people and achieve security and stability for the region, as a supreme goal toward which everyone strives. Kushner previously met Hamas officials alongside U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff in October 2025, helping secure an agreement that led to a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of the remaining hostages seized during the October 7, 2023 Hamas-led attack on Israel. Following Monday's discussions with Netanyahu, Kushner told Fox News that the meeting was very good and lasted nearly 4 hours. "We're very committed to the fact that we have a plan to rebuild Gaza, but we will not allow Gaza to be rebuilt until the demilitarization occurs," Kushner said. "We could be seeing progress in as little 30 days, hopefully on starting to take some of the weapons out, and hopefully filling in some of the tunnels as well in the next 60 to 90 days. Netanyahu's office said the meeting with Board of Peace CEO Nikolai Mladenov also involved deep and constructive discussions on Monday. The Prime Minister's office said agreements were made to establish a working group that would address the disarmament and demilitarization of Gaza prior to any reconstruction in the area. It added that a second working group would be focused on clean water, sanitation, and other public health issues for the people in Gaza, which it said also impact Israelis. Israeli diplomatic officials previously told Epoch magazine Israel that Kushner's meeting with Netanyahu was intended, in part, to assess the gaps between the Israeli government and the Trump administration regarding implementation of the 15-point roadmap. Netanyahu has publicly rejected parts of the Board of Peace proposal, which Israeli officials say conflict with aspects of the 20-point Gaza peace plan initially put forward by Trump and accepted by Israel last year. Dispute over withdrawal. The central dispute concerns whether Hamas must surrender all of its weapons before Israeli forces begin withdrawing from Gaza. Netanyahu raised objections to the Board of Peace roadmap earlier this month, saying Israel would not pull back from its current positions until Hamas had been fully disarmed. He said the disarmament must cover all of the terrorist group's weapons and must be genuine rather than fictitious. Netanyahu added that some U.S. proposals were acceptable to Israel, while others were not. Israel currently controls about 60% of Gaza. Netanyahu has previously warned that Israeli forces could advance farther if Hamas fails to disarm. Trump said in late July that an agreement had been reached for the complete disarmament of Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza. "Israel will have the security it deserves, with Gaza no longer used as a base for terror attacks," Trump said in a post on Truth Social, adding that the Board of Peace had reached a historic agreement paving the way toward lasting regional peace and security. Under the Trump-backed roadmap, Hamas would hand over its weapons to a Palestinian administration intended to oversee daily operations in the territory. An international stabilization force and a newly formed Palestinian police force would assume responsibility for security as Israeli forces withdraw in phases. The plan also calls for dismantling tunnels, weapons depots, military production sites, and other terrorist infrastructure. Hamas and other armed factions would be excluded from governing Gaza. The Board of Peace said in an August 3 post on X that Israeli forces would not withdraw beyond the so-called yellow line until Hamas's light and heavy weapons had been decommissioned and its tunnels dismantled. Israeli officials have raised concerns that allowing the new Palestinian administration and the international force to enter Gaza before Hamas is fully disarmed would depart from Israel's understanding of Trump's original 20-point plan. Hamas has expressed support for the roadmap, saying in the August 16 statement that its approval for the plan stems from the interest of our people and the desire to achieve a permanent ceasefire. The group said its approval of the roadmap for the second phase of the plan is based on the interests of our people and our commitment to achieving a permanent ceasefire, the complete withdrawal of the occupation army from the Gaza Strip, ensuring urgent and sustained humanitarian relief, beginning the work of the administrative committee, reconstruction, and the remaining agreed-upon obligations. Hamas has accused Israel of failing to meet its obligations under the first phase of the ceasefire. The foreign ministers of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Pakistan, Indonesia, Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey issued a joint statement on Sunday calling on Israel to fully accept the roadmap while denouncing Israeli rejection of Palestinian statehood. Israel now bears responsibility for obstructing the efforts to bring peace in Gaza, they said. Mladenov described the negotiations as slow, grinding, and technical work in an August 3 post on X. He added that he met with Netanyahu and his team in Jerusalem that day, describing the discussions as the start of the hard phase.